William Creighton, we're in service here, and this has been, a rally with a bit of a difference from your own point of view. So just tell us all about it and how it all came about.
Yeah, something very different for me. Liam has sat with me for a long time now, and obviously we're doing the World Championship and the British Championship, and whenever he can get a gap, he likes to do the odd rally himself. That's originally why Liam started with me, because we needed someone to teach me how to drive a rally car, and he always said that once he had ticked that goal, that he would stand aside and let a proper co-driver, as he called it, in, and that never happened, and he's still in with me, so we built a good relationship, and you know, whenever he comes out to do these little rallies, it's you know, it's just for fun. And he said that he was going to do Donegal again this year, and he needed to start looking for a navigator. And well, I said, if you get stuck, I'll do it for you. And yeah, it was on the way to one of the WRC events. It was I think a flight to Portugal. We started talking about it, and by the time we landed in Portugal, we had the whole thing sorted, and I was going to be his navigator. I've never done it before. It's actually something that's been sort of wanting to tick off the bucket list, and it's just been so fun this weekend. Liam's team have looked after us really well, and it's just been pure enjoyment. Relaxed all week, and yeah, it's going well.
And tell us a little bit about the car. A fairly distinctive. We don't see too many of those Skodas.
Yes, a Skoda Estel. It's I don't want to quote you on the year of it, because I don't want to get it wrong. But yeah, obviously running in the historic class, it's something that turns a lot of heads, which is nice, you know. Often in the Starks now, it's just these big escorts and things like that, and even in the modified. So my dad used to, or still does, a little bit of historic rallying. He had a Lotus Cortina, and even whenever he brings something like that out, it turns a lot of heads and gets a lot of interest. So it's a bit like this car, and Liam's family have quite a nice history with Skoda. His dad had one of these cars, so for him now to do the rally on this, and then me being alongside him, it's very nice to be a part of it.
And finally, just your overall thoughts on the Donegal International Rally.
Oh, it's such a big event now. The following that it gets is fantastic to see. It's probably one of the biggest events in Irish rallying on the calendar. So fair play to all the organisers. I can't imagine the work that goes into it. And for us, running where we are in the field, we're last car, that we've only missed two stages, one stage so far, and I think maybe missing Atlantic Drive here, the second pass. So if that's all it is, you know, that's, we're happy, we'll take that. So yeah, big well done to all the organisers, and let's see if Callum can get it across the line now.